waiting.
All right.
I was still tweeting.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome.
And welcome to the Mega 64 podcast. Back again. And this is a very special podcast. I'll just come out and say it. This is, was the favorite podcast of Senator John McCain. So if you're tuning in tonight, we are paying homage to him.
This is a tribute episode.
I'm going to pour a little bit out on the floor here.
Pour one out.
Get a close-up on that.
He loved hot takes on video game topics. And I don't know if you ever picked up on this, but it was always permeating everything he said. There was just this layer of the Mega 64 podcast subtly influencing it from behind the scenes.
Yep.
Anything else to add to that?
We're going to pay homage to this great man, the senator. And it's just going to be, by the end of this episode, you're going to fucking miss John McCain so hard.
I already do.
You're going to just fucking lose it.
You're not going to know what to do with yourself.
You're going to be so pissed he's not here anymore when you hear our insane
stories.
He's not going to be in the Twitch chat.
Rocco's been, I mean, heed his words. He's been right on some insane political stories before.
The
famous East County gas station spotting.
Rocco is very well politically connected. He's kind of like the Alex Jones of the video game world.
It's true.
He knows all the conspiracies. He sees, you know, the web of intricacies.
Connects
those
dots.
Yep, I know.
Connects those dots.
That's the face of the man who knows.
I am political. I know everything, what's going on in the Senate.
Can you hit us?
And you know where he gets his news? Facebook gaming.
Can you hit us, Rocco, with some insider politics right now? Something somebody out there might not know. You're going to blow their mind.
Oh, man. Okay. John Kerry. Not good.
Yeah.
This guy is fucking going nuts. And you wouldn't believe it.
Super PAC shit.
What
did
he flip
right?
flop on now?
He flopped something.
Oh!
He did Anthony Weiner's stunt. He did an Anthony Weiner skit.
That's the worst skit. Get that laptop.
John Kerry's starting a YouTube channel, and he said, I'm going to do a Carlos Danger parody.
Get the laptop plan.
It didn't go over well. John Kerry got carried away.
Damn.
Let's just say that.
We're going to be talking all about the Carlos Danger parody here tonight on the Mega 64 podcast. Theme song!
Danger, danger. High voltage. When we touch. When we kiss. Danger, danger. High voltage. When we touch. When we kiss. When we touch. Danger, danger. High voltage. Touch, and when we kiss, danger, danger, high voltage.
All right.
Okay.
Well, hey, before, real quick, I know you got some stuff to say, Rocco, before we get into it. I just want to remind everybody at home, in case you're worried, wondering what we're going to be talking about tonight. We already covered Power Morphicon last week.
That's right.
We dedicated almost the entire hour to talking about it. We covered it.
Let me be real. After the show was off, lights, you know, back up, camera, whatever, we're leaving. Derek pulls me aside and he was like, hey, you know, I just want to say that you did a great job covering Power Morphicon, and Rock will be proud, and we definitely don't need to cover that next week. He said that to me.
I said that you basically nailed the Mega 64 perspective on all things Power Rangers and Power Morphicon. Nailed it.
Top to bottom, kind of hit every point.
Yeah, I didn't.
Nothing left to cover.
You kind of did the extra credit, too.
I brushed up on it. I did.
Yeah.
Yep. I can appreciate that you guys did that because, I mean.
Did you watch last week?
It was more topical. Yeah, I watched some of it, you know, just to make sure.
Some of it.
Just
to
make sure that portion.
We talked about Power Morphicon for a long time.
Yeah, I watched that part of it, you know, big chunk of it. And I want to say you guys did a great job. So basically, kind of what I'm offering tonight is kind of the post-show. What happened now that it's over? What was the final result, the final kind of act of the whole thing?
Hmm.
I'll start with day one of the con, of a three-day event.
God
registration, you know, had some issues. You know, there were some. I walked in and I said, I don't know if I'm going to make it to my panel. This line is so long. Someone walked up and handed me a guest badge.
Wow.
Nice.
So already day one, hour one of the con.
Are we serious?
It turned out great. Now, hold on. hour two is where it got dicey.
Professional staff
of
there.
Hour
did
two
they allow
of day
food
one.
In the convention?
Yeah, they did.
Oh, okay.
Why would someone not do that? Right. But anyway, yeah, now hour three, let me tell you, this is where it got dicey.
Okay, well, clearly Rocco has some stuff to get off your chest. We didn't talk about it for a long time last week.
I know,
week,
I actually was surprised.
But
interesting.
Mean, you were there, so, I mean, we don't want to retread all the stuff.
No. I don't
is
either.
There anything that we failed to mention?
Two things that are fun things to note. I went to this one panel. I'm only telling this because it's about an interaction I had. It's not about the content.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
But I was in line. I go to a lot of panels, a lot of different events. I don't typically get up to ask a question, but they did a panel about the Power Rangers short film that came out last year that was directed by Joseph Kahn, and it actually was had Hollywood budget, some legit people behind it. James Vanderbeek was a ranger, it had actors in it. It was a legit thing. So the people who produced it were there.
Cool.
And I was like, well, shit, I just want to talk to these guys. So I got up. I was going to ask about Joseph Kahn's involvement and stuff because I think he's a great director. I got up and I waited probably 10 minutes to ask a question. Behind me was literally Napoleon Dynamite. The guy behind
Josh
me
Hader?
Was acting. No, I mean, not oh, actually the actor, but in
literally.
Every mannerism that could possibly
oh,
be.
Oh, no.
Just, and he was antsy the whole time.
Oh, no.
Oh, God, did this is taking forever. Oh.
Was he cosplaying or just legitimately a nerd?
Just legitimately a nerd.
Oh, okay.
I guess I should have not said literally, but he acted. He acted just like Napoleon Dynamite. And the whole time, someone would ask a question, it'd be like, oh, God, ask it quicker. God.
Oh, no.
I think he had to, piss or something. So the whole time, people are asking questions. Yeah, and I'm just curious if you could go into, each scene, what motivated that. God, why does he have to ask about each scene? Oh. And so then they'd be explaining their answer, and then the next person would walk up to the mic as they're waiting for the answer to wrap up, you know? And the guy would be going, aren't you going to ask your question? God. I'm waiting for them to finish their answer. Oh, they're already wrapping it up. Ask your question. He wanted people to interrupt them.
Oh, my God.
And it was just getting funnier and funnier. At first, it was like, okay, is this guy okay?
Yeah.
And then it just became funnier and funnier. The guy in front of me was probably three times my size. And not in a, morbidly obese way. In a,
A big person.
He was a muscular, he could bench press you
through a wall.
It was Brock Lesnar.
And then the dude turned around and went and just looked at this dude and went, I don't think you would like if someone did that shit to you.
Oh,
and then
God.
The dude went, yeah, okay, sorry. Ask a question. Yeah, ask a question. Just got immediately quiet, but it was pretty funny. Anyway. Anyway, I just wanted to point out... I did a panel there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The video is now out of what transpired at this panel.
Oh, it's out.
Yeah, I did a video about this history of Voltage Vendors thing. I normally don't, promote stuff that's on my personal channel, but I want to point it out because I put a little more effort into it. But people are asking, was your panel really canceled? Did that really happen? So the real answer is yes, it really did happen. But it worked out great for this video.
You rolled with it.
Because it looks like they kicked me out because they did. I played it up they don't want me to have the stage. They're trying to silence me. Really, the reason was it was a late night. They had late night panels scheduled for this con, and no one told the convention center. That's basically what it was. So my panel, the panel ended, I went on, and literally staff from the convention center was unplugging microphones and shutting down the projectors. And it was like, oh, thanks. I worked really hard on this presentation.
Oh,
you
did.
Because we spent all Monday night
we helped you film.
Yeah. Really helping you.
So it honestly was, underneath it all, I was bummed. I was like, I mean, I worked really hard. You really can't just leave this plugged in for... my presentation was 20 minutes.
You had an audience.
Yeah. And everyone... There were people who bought a ticket for that.
That sucks.
Oh,
so it was just cool, thanks. It was nobody's fault, I think, organizing the con. I just think, somehow the convention center didn't know or what. Anyway, but it did work out. Ultimately, it did work out. I led everyone out of the convention center into an outside area, and we did the whole presentation out there. Had fireworks behind me.
I saw that.
Nice.
Oh, so anyway, it's on my channel now. Voltage Vengers Truth is on my channel now if you want to watch it. But that's about it.
It's always miraculous how, Rocco, you have a penchant for turning lemons into lemonade.
Oh, thank you.
The previous cons where we've been technically glitched to hell and back.
Yeah.
Not our fault, but something's wrong with the equipment or whatever. Like, remember that one con we did with the lights out?
At Crunchyroll Expo, they couldn't play the video. So, we just played
improvised and had...
We played music.
Had a super unique and really memorable fun panel, I think, for the people that were there.
Yeah.
Back in the day, that San Diego anime kanji panel as well. Well, persevere, man. And here you are pulling the strings together just to...
Well, I honestly, when it ended, I ended the bit, like I ended the whole video, and then I went back to talk to everyone, just like, hey, thanks for coming, you know, whatever. Yeah. I honestly felt really bad because, again, like some people bought a ticket for that day. And so I came back to talk to everybody like, hey, I'm really sorry. That honestly, I'm really bummed that they didn't let us do the panel inside. And everyone there was like, they knew the bit.
Yeah.
And they were like, dude, that couldn't have worked out better for you. You have footage of them kicking you out of the convention center as soon as you started to talk. And it's like, hey, that is true. Okay.
I just saw your tweets coming out and I was instantly intrigued. Like, is this real? Like, you really got shut down? Like, worked out perfect.
A lot of people did think it was a joke when I was tweeting about it. It was great. Like, no, it really... So yeah, a lot of the late night panels got canceled. But we did ours outside. It worked out.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's pretty much all I wanted to say about it.
Besides that, we nailed
Best Power Morphicon ever.
It actually, you know what? It actually was.
It they looked like it.
The show got bought by Hasbro.
Whoa.
So, and it's funny because Saban owned it before. Didn't do really anything for the convention. Yuck. Hasbro bought it and they turned it into a museum. The show floor was all props and costumes. Oh my God, I spent fucking hours looking at, like, this is the original Astro Mega Ship model, the one that transformed in the stop motion. Like, oh my God, how did they... Dude. You know, like, pouring over, like, how they did everything, taking pictures of stuff, like, Scorpina's outfit.
Oh, did you get to see Scorpina's stingers?
Yeah, but it was just like, oh, these are, like, just,
pointy stingers?
Yeah.
Any guy there with $2 entry fee could see Scorpina's stingers.
Hell yeah. I
hate to tell you.
Yeah.
Insider.
But anyway, so it was cool. I had fun. What else did you guys talk about?
That's video games. Talk about movies.
Don't, we need to retread.
We missed you.
People at home could watch last week if they want to see what we did last week.
I tried to go see a movie this week.
It wasn't that good of a show. It was, honestly, we couldn't... We were missing your presence.
Oh, man.
So, you're like in the captain's chair, and we make the joke that you're a main guy and you're at the helm, but you do speak a lot, and so when you have a lot of topics you want to talk about, and so when it's up to us, it's like, well,
what?
I'm a quiet person normally.
This is news to
me. I'd rather you see
Sean,
me.
Sean, you got a lot
me.
Of good stuff to say. I have a talk lot to of good, Sean every
a
Monday.
Lot of good stuff to say. But
hey, we missed you, Rocco.
Video games. This is the number one video game podcast on the internet. Welcome to the video game segment. Mm-hmm. What have we all been playing this week? Any new games?
I've been looking for a game to play. I'm looking forward to, like, Spider-Man coming out later, Mario Party, but that's Red Dead. But, like, I feel like this month is a little light. Maybe I'm missing
you
something.
You haven't played... You still got God of War.
Let me...
beat it?
No, not at all. Oh. Let me tell you... So this summer was hard because my kids were out of school. And so I usually, like, get here early and stream, but I couldn't stream with them there. But school starts tomorrow. So my Dad of War stream is going to jump back on. I'm a little lost. It's been a couple months, but I'm going to continue
it
now.
I saw a trailer for a new game by the people. I believe it's by the same people who made Dark Souls.
Yeah.
Oh, uh-huh. Capcom.
Shadows Die Twice.
What?
Shadows Die Twice.
Is that what it is? Yeah. There's a that's the subtitle. What's the name?
It's like Setsuko.
Yeah, it looks badass. It's one of the few things that, like, Facebook marketing, it, like, targeted me with that I actually really enjoyed. But
Sekiro.
Yeah, it looked super cool. I think the trailer was just released recently. Is that right?
Yeah, well, Gamescom just happened, so a lot of gameplay stuff just came out. I didn't see it yet, but there was a Claire gameplay from Resident Evil 2
that also
came out.
I've seen some new GIFs floating around Twitter and stuff that are coming out of Gamescom.
The best thing that came out of Gamescom, there's two parts of this news story. There's a topic on Reset Era that was posted that somebody shat in line for Fortnite.
What the fuck?
The German Scheisse way, you know. They're into it.
So Gamescom is like the biggest convention, like video game convention in the world, because I think it's in Germany.
Yeah.
And everyone in Europe takes trains there. Like, it's massive. If you ever go on Twitter, you see like thousands of people trying to get in. It's crowded. So someone posted a thread that someone took a shit in the Fortnite line, and it was so crowded that people started someone took a shit in a bag, left it there.
Oh my
people
God.
Started walking over the bag, and just poop started smearing a crowd.
No!
It was a huge crisis. And then Fortnite's PR team had to go out and publicly say, this did not happen. Yeah. Nobody shit in our line. And then other news outlets picked it up. So there was a headline that was like on PC Gamer saying, nobody shat in the Fortnite line.
But
so,
that was all I saw. I didn't see the
image. But did somebody shit or not?
Hey, Alex Jones of gaming, what's the truth?
No. Everyone is saying no, it didn't happen. But
I don't know.
I never heard the initial news story. It was I only saw Epic's response. And so I retweeted it. It was just like, nobody pooped in a bag.
Oh. I don't
they're,
know.
They're Thank giving you. 4chan Thank what you. They want.
We have I mean, so many come details, on, though. Yeah. The shit was in a bag. It was in the Fortnite line. People started stepping on it. Big smear crisis.
Yeah.
How could all those details come out of something that didn't happen?
That's true. It does make sense that they would say it didn't
happen. Let's help spread this information. I want to be part of this machine.
How do you even know what's true anymore?
Right?
You don't. You just have to make up your own mind. I believe in the Fortnite shit. I believe in it.
I believe in the shit.
Maybe it didn't happen. Maybe scientists say it isn't real, but I believe in it. In my heart, it's true.
I mean, just talk about like how much detail was in.
Yeah.
Talk about the bag of shit smearing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds. You can't make that up.
And
that's real.
And it was on Reset Era. You need like a real email address. No, you can't have Gmail.
Have
so
a real email.
You know.
We know.
Yeah. Unless it was an inside job to ruin Reset Era's reputation. That's how deep this shit goes.
Oh, we know firsthand that shit happens at conventions outside of our panel. At Comic-Con, there was a fresh turd of shit out
there was.
On the floor right out the door.
Was that human shit?
It was human
shit.
And the con
Kevin says dog shit.
No. That was human log, Kev.
I did the smell test. Human shit.
Human.
Oh, wow.
And someone had just placed a little sign over
didn't
it.
Didn't smell like dog shit. I've smelled a lot of dog shit.
Do you think it was like a kid? Or do you think
it was... I think it had to be a toddler. Like I think it shook out the leg of a little toddler.
No. That was a grown-up's shit.
You think so?
A kid would be accompanied with a parent, and a parent would clean the shit
100%.
up. 100%. A grown man would put a sign on top of the shit and walk away. Rocco, you would walk away.
I don't think he would. My friend Rocco would.
If it was a parent and a kid, I could easily see any of the parents at Comic-Con just walking away from
Now, I have seen parents.
There's some shitty parents.
When I used to be a busser at Chili's, people would leave diapers on the floor.
I could easily see
under
that.
The fucking table?
Yeah, that's a diaper. That's
You're
already,
not allowed to go to the now, fucking restaurant.
The diaper's already done most of the cleaning up.
The first time I thought, maybe
CPS.
They had it in a diaper bag and it fell out. It was an accident. Maybe.
Yeah.
But it happened.
But it
all
happens
the time.
So frequently. I don't think that's
what's
what
in the
it
food.
Was.
Faulty design in the
chili.
Bag.
That's just
design flawed bag.
That's just people not giving a fuck about other people.
Yeah, 100%.
But in general, like a lot of the parents who take their kid to Comic-Con, a lot. Like, here's the thing: take your kids to Comic-Con. You know, I see plenty of adults bringing kids, you know, in general.
Sure.
How old are they? I don't know, 6 to 8 years old or, you know, whatever. I see that a lot. That's not that uncommon. But what I also see a lot are the bad parents. And what I mean, when you see bad parents at Comic-Con, you can see bad parents anywhere. But bad parents at Comic-Con, it's when they are like a new parent, but don't want to give up going to Comic-Con, and they brought a newborn.
Yes, and which you see
you know?
Babies. And
did we talk about that?
Yeah, we talked about it last week.
We did, how like there are people, anxiety. It's like, hey man, I'm going to get into a whole another debate here. But like,
don't dress your baby
You have
up.
To be a certain age to get certain vaccines to get be immune to certain diseases.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
But like, you don't want to bring a baby around 100,000 people who have, you know, like, you're going to get your fucking kid sick. Like, don't do this. Like,
I was, there was 1 year, I think it was when I was waiting for Mondo a few years ago, did Batman vinyls. Like, yeah. Their Comic-Con exclusive was Batman the Animated Series, like, vinyl records, which was really cool, I thought, as an exclusive. So I waited in line for it, and the dude in front of me had, like, a newborn baby that was screaming bloody murder, and he's just going, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay.
Oh, he won't
okay.
get out of
soon,
line.
Soon. And then, like, somebody was calling him. And he's on his iPhone going, it'll only be another minute. It'll only be another minute.
Oh.
No, it'll only be another minute. What? Margaret, what?
Oh,
I mean, the whole time, it's like, oh, my God. And then, it was taking forever. It was taking a super long time, and he bailed by the end of it. Oh. Like, he didn't stick through. It was it was the loudest crying you've ever heard. And it was like, maybe you should take that kid somewhere, like... You don't get, hey man, you had a kid, you don't get the Batman records.
Yeah.
That's it.
I would take the Batman records.
I had an inadvertent little outburst in public on Tuesday, at a Jack White concert at that restaurant.
Someone got to the best of you?
It just happened. Yeah. I didn't even
you
think
can overwhelm,
and it
dude.
Came out of
You're
me.
Stressed out.
Well, here's the thing is Rocco and I and Jenny went to go see Jack White.
Yeah.
Went to dinner beforehand with my dad and brother, who also were going to the concert.
Yeah.
So we're at the restaurant eating, and it's like a rare opportunity that I'm not with any kids. There's no kids. Hell it's just me eating. And there was a kid there, three or four, who was screaming so loud and would not stop screaming, and the parents were ignoring this. That was the technique, yeah. Like to ignore it.
Oh,
and gosh. it just wouldn't stop. Ooh. I couldn't order. It was the restaurant was affected. And I just stood up and went, hey, what are we doing? And it just came out of me.
Did your dad and brother look up like, oh, fuck?
No.
Like, oh, shit.
I just couldn't help it.
Yeah.
I was just, it just bottled up in me. And it's like, I just left my kids to have a nice night, and your kid is ruining it.
What happened?
Well,
Just real quick, how old was the kid?
About 3 to 4.
This is what I talked about this with Kevin on our Creepy Old Crypt, because there was a kid screaming when we recorded an episode. And this is where I am in life. And again, I'm not a parent, so I don't know. But this is my perspective. I used to hate all kids making loud noises and babies crying. Used to hate it all. I'm older now, and I recognize a baby crying, I forgive. Because that is how we make new people. I'm talking a baby.
Yeah.
I'm talking a baby. Babies cry. That's how we make new people. They cry. It is a part of the circle of life. But when it's like a 4-year-old kid standing up on the chair, screaming as loud as they can, and the parents are just...
tantruming.
That's different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not like the miracle of birth anymore. That's hey, fucking say something. This kid can understand you. You know what I mean?
And you know, like, I have been in situations before, like in a store or whatever, where I have a kid lose it, and it's like, I gotta fucking leave.
It's embarrassing,
like,
right?
It's embarrassing, and like, I see it with other parents, but it's like, I see there's a problem with my kid. I gotta get the fuck out of the store. If there's a basket full of stuff, I'm just gonna leave it, because I think people would rather me leave that basket and just get this fucking kid out of here.
Yeah.
So to me, it's like, I gave the kid 15 seconds for the parent to either calm the kid down or get him out, but it wasn't happening, and they're taking no action. And then I was like, I can't do
15
this.
15 seconds are up.
I can't do this.
What are we doing?
Short fuse, Sean.
Hey, fucker. We're approaching 20 seconds of that little bitch crying.
What are we doing?
What the fuck are we doing?
But it is really embarrassing when you're in that moment and your kid's causing a scene. It's like, I don't want to be this person.
Yes. Totally.
There's a great video on YouTube, like, my friends found like a few months ago, of like a little kid at Chuck E. Cheese, like 3 or 4 years old, going wild on the ski balls. Like a little kid running around, picking up other balls, putting it in his mouth, throwing up, going, and it's like the other kids see him and are like, this kid's free. Well, I want to be him. And the parents are holding other kids back. And the Chuck E. Cheese employees, whose kid is this? Whose kid is this? And nobody knows. Yeah. It's like
wild.
Chaos. But the other kids are like envious that this kid has the freedom. Yeah. But it's like chaos.
I think the most like fuck you situation when it comes to like other parents. You know, there's just situations where it's like, wow, you're a fucking bad parent, asshole. The one that stands out for me, I'm sure there's worse parents out there, but that made me the maddest was the first trip I went on to Disney World, and I went and got food. I went to Disney Springs. They had an Earl of Sandwich. I was like, oh, a sandwich sounds great. I love their holiday sandwich. Got the turkey leftovers. That's not important. Anyway, I ordered it. I'm sitting down. There are four. I'm hearing you know, I'm not looking at the table behind me, but I hear four different children going, like yelling at each other and throwing shit. And I look and I'm watching these kids all throw shit at each other. And I'm like, oh my God. Like, if there was another, like, all the tables were taken pretty right. much. Otherwise, I'd move. But, oh man, that's annoying. And then it's like, wait a second. And I look, they're not with any adults.
No parents.
What is going on? And then it occurs to me what's going on. I'm sitting here next to this glass wall of windows next to me.
Yeah.
The parents are at the table on the other side of the glass.
Oh, my God.
So they're watching the kids, but they don't have to hear it.
Soundproof.
Awesome. Oh.
And they were just like, boom, 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 boom. Did you eat all the apple slices?
Oh, my God.
Awesome. Anyway, and they're sitting outside drinking. And that, I didn't say anything because there was a glass between us. But I did, it kept going on so much that I did give one of these. And they did come in and do it.
You should have abducted a kid. You know, teach him a lesson.
Take him.
Say, hey, kid, let's, can you guys move tables?
I mean, it's Florida, dude. You get away.
I'll give you kids $50 to move tables.
There you go. I've yelled at kids at parks that I don't know.
Why?
Sean likes ruining days.
Sean likes danger.
Sean's a day ruiner.
I yelled at a stranger's kids?
Absolutely, and I did it hoping the stranger could hear me and I could find them and talk to them about their fucking shitty kid.
Why'd you yell?
I had a kid once try to bite Lennon.
Oh.
Told him to, like, don't touch my kid again, you know? I had a kid kick Sawyer down the slide. I found the kid and made him apologize to Sawyer. Yeah. Like, cool. Don't fucking... No,
that's
no,
like
no.
vengeance. It's like Death Wish shit.
It's like, I look around being like, where are your parents? I would love to talk to them right
now.
Where
Charles
are they?
Bronson.
That's sick as hell.
Yeah, I think I've gotten to a point in my life where I don't want to take any shit from any shitty kids.
That's awesome.
Don't let your kids play with strangers.
Honestly, I love it. I love it. We're at the park and there are no kids. It's like, oh, thank God. Like, there's no other shitty kids to deal with. It's just my kids. They can have fun. I don't have to worry about these other monsters.
No one's going to try to sell them crack rocks or teach them about sex or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be careful with, like, razor blades in the sand, though.
Yeah, I will.
Careful.
Teach them about sex.
Do you remember...
You know all those strange kids?
Do you remember all the drama about, like, there are razor blades and apples?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know
I mean? And wasn't that, like... wasn't that proven there's, like... That's never been on record? Shit. Yeah. Like...
Yeah, I'm sure.
That didn't even
happen
once.
That's the fucking candy company.
It never happened once?
Candy company starts a conspiracy to scare you away from eating fruit on all
true.
But here's the thing.
We did it, version 3.
I just can't imagine not noticing a big razor a razor thing in an apple. You're gonna notice.
Well, here's the thing for me. It's when I was a kid, my mom would always be like, you gotta check all the candy, make sure none of them are opened up. Because if they're opened up, that means they could have been tampered with them. And I thought, like, okay, yeah, totally. But now I think about it, and it's like, how are you going to tamper with a piece of candy to the point where a kid's not, like, are you going to open up a bag of Skittles and dump all the Skittles out and put, like, fucking Advil in them and twist it back up? Like, how are you going to fuck with the candy
to
the point where the kid's like, looks good to me?
Either way, it's free candy. Like, if you paid for it and it was tampered with, I want to touch it. But if it's free, I'll take it.
You think somebody,
way.
Like, unwrapped the Tootsie Roll and, like, sucked on it and put it back? Like,
my parents...
What's really, though, I want to hear what your parents would say, but what is the main fear, I'm wondering?
No, it really... But, like, every Halloween for me as a kid was my parents hearing the shitty thing they came up with on the news.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And I was victim, and I had to be the victim of the whole thing. Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, they said chocolate might actually be fucking laxative.
Injected with
laxatives. So throw away anything with chocolate. And I'd be like,
that's the best.
Yeah, let me throw it away. I got a trash can in my room upstairs. I'll go ahead. I'll bring this bag up there.
I've never heard of, like, a confirmed case of candy tampering. Other than I know that there have been confirmed cases of somebody, like an adult who knew a child, purposely poisoned that child through their Halloween candy.
Oh, well, if it's on
trying to cover up the crime.
Yeah,
because
they know the kid. There's never been a confirmed case, as far as I know, of like poisoning a bunch of candy, just handing it out to strangers.
What I thought you were going to say, this is the only thing that I've heard about, was that someone handed out, like, cannabis candy or something. Like, that's the only thing I've heard of.
That could happen
But that's not going to poison the kid. The kid's going to have a relaxed Halloween.
That's like a 2018 California Washington
problem. That was within
the
last, like, 2 years.
I guarantee somebody did that. That was on accident.
That's expensive.
Yeah. That dude ain't spending thousands of dollars on weed candy for the neighborhood.
That's what, exactly what I heard when the news story came out. Like all the feedback on it was like, well, I mean, that was an accident.
Yeah.
Like,
I would inspect my candy,
and it was one person.
It was about like I always thought in my mind of like a criminal injecting with like a syringe.
Yeah, me too.
Some poison into the center of like a fun size Snickers. So I would always take it and kind of squeeze it and see that the air was still sealed. You know, like it would deflate a little if it wasn't sealed, and then I would check them all. Tootsie rolls throw right out because that's paper twisted up.
But you can't check any of that. So somebody could have.
But I don't like Tootsie rolls.
Stuck it up
there. Could have been a little piece of poop. And they rewrap it.
You don't like Tootsie rolls, but you like black licorice.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I mean, I'll eat a Tootsie roll, but
pink Starburst could have been cummed on.
That's the other thing too.
So you can't eat those.
Yeah. I thought maybe it was perverts.
I would eat those.
When you'd hear the Halloween candy horror stories, I always kind of associated. Well, maybe it's like pervert people, pissing all over the candy and trying to give it.
Piss all over the candy.
And then you eat it, and they're all satisfied by it. The neighbor's tasting my piss.
I just always a fear of mine. Boston baked beans could be coated in period blood.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Could be a delicacy.
No idea.
Could be a delicacy, though, Derek.
Some people in France. You never know.
What?
I'm an American, so that's weird to me.
Yeah, it sounds like some French.
What would you want to eat the least if somebody put some fluid on something?
Who? All right. Yeah.
I guess that segment's over.
Podcast question of the week. Would you rather eat the Tootsie Roll that's dabbed in poop or the Boston baked beans that are coated in period blood?
Email podcast at mega64.com.
No, email Rocco at mega64.
No.
Yeah.
Send pictures.
Do podcasts.
No, don't. What the fuck? Say that.
Don't say that.
Email all right, podcast, don't do that.
Podcast. Send pictures of the podcast.
What?
I was going to say, Rocco and I, we did go to that Jack White concert.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
And the only reason why I want to talk about it is because we had to get rid of our phones for the concert.
But yeah, we had set that up before that it was one of those.
We talked about it.
You guys bowed down.
And you had to put your phone in this like a wetsuit type bag.
Yeah, neoprene.
And then they sealed it with a magnet like you get in the store, like the clothing tags, whatever.
Yep.
And then they gave it back to you, and that was it. And it was the most freeing experience.
See, that's what I thought.
I thought I was going to hate it.
I can't wait to experience this.
The show's over.
Free
Well, first of all, let me just say, they didn't get my watch. As soon as I got in, I immediately turned around and went, and I was texting people on my watch. Hey, guys, show's turned out pretty good.
Yeah, but could you record video or take photos?
No, not at all.
No.
But man, I could email. It's all pre-entered responses. So I was just sending people. Great. See you next week. You know,
perfect.
Awesome. No, but anyway, having no phone. The only thing I will say that sucked was early like machinations of the show in terms of like we walk in. Hey, Sean's going to the bathroom. I want to run to the merch booth.
How are we gonna meet up again?
That Seinfeld episode
that sucked.
It was
Once we got into the show, it was great.
It's like being kids again. It's like in 15 minutes, meet me out front of this beer stand.
That's what we did. The thing like, hey, if we separated, meet here. We did that.
Yeah, that's dope.
It was weird.
Yeah. Kids shit.
It was so funny, and I wish I had to take a picture of it, but I couldn't take a picture of it. But they had you would find at a Padre game or Disneyland. There was a designated little corner where you could be on your phone if you wanted to be on your phone.
Oh, that's cool.
So that there's a person there in a little cage.
And they'll unlock it.
And they unlock it, and you're in your little, pen.
Emergencies.
And you're on Facebook.
That's great.
It was the saddest looking thing I've ever seen.
It was like people checking Facebook and shit.
Oh, it was a 5x5 square of 20 people checking.
That's sad.
And I wanted my phone just to take a picture of the scene.
It looked like art.
Because it's in, phone use area.
Yeah.
And it's just people hunched over in a little light thing.
In the 90s, it was the smoking section at a business or a restaurant to be like, look at all those sad, addicted people over there.
It really looked like that.
But now it's
looked like a
digital
fucking
addiction.
Banksy.
It really did. But when we were just, in line for concessions and on the show floor waiting for the concert to start, it was so weird.
Yeah.
That no one was,
no one had
to
talk to each other.
Everyone was talking and, not to see any person in a sea of thousands going like this.
That's
not one
weird.
Person.
Everybody was, the show floor was actually, dark and nobody had a screen. And everyone talked, you know, it was all like people who didn't know each other going like, what do you think he's going to play? You think he'll play Ball in a Biscuit? No, he never plays that. No, I already did. You know, and then Jack White did this thing I've never seen at a concert before. He had a whole like video set up behind the stage. And then about 15 minutes before he went on, it like this big CGI looking like studio thing like opened up on this video screen. And there was a countdown clock. And that was cool. It was a countdown. It's like, oh. Well, now I know. Oh, I can pee. I can go. You know,
oh,
there was a
cool.
countdown, and everyone was, and it was just so funny. Like all anyone had to do was talk to each other, so they were all just going, hey, "That's the best idea I've ever seen, right there." I wasn't going to go get food, but I think I'm going to go now. And then it was great because every now and then Jack White would appear on the screen and fuck with the clock, and so people going to the bathroom would be like, "Wait, oh no, I need to go back." Oh, he put it back. Okay, like it was like he knew what he was doing when they programmed that.
Oh,
he's
nice.
Like, oh, I got to fuck with the clock. The only thing I was disappointed in is then when it hit zero, your dad was behind me.
Yeah.
And he actually said, he's like, if Jack doesn't mess with the clock once it hits zero, I won't respect him. Like, he said something like that. He's got
to
mess with
it. Put it back to 15
minutes.
He's
got to reset it when it hits zero, but he didn't. He
played the show like an idiot.
Like a moron.
What he should do is the clock hits zero, and from backstage he grabs the mic. You see his silhouette through like a scrim, and he goes, who's ready to get jacked off? And then he like explodes onto the stage playing.
That would have been tight.
Iggy Pop.
Dude, Lust for Life?
I think he actually did do a Stooges cover at
another
show. I meant Iggy Thump.
Iggy Thump. We did get that.
Either one.
Sick, dude.
Shit, I lost my train of thought.
It was too Jack White inspired.
Oh, no. Who's ready to get jacked? What you just said. Is that or is that not better? Is it better or worse than when CKY came out to "Who's Ready to Get Triple Fist Fucked"?
Yeah, Chad
and
Ginsburg.
All the parents who brought their kids because of with Viva La Bam shirts all backed up.
Like,
that.
Oh no!
That I've never.
That's the first thing he said when he came on stage.
To this date, I've never seen a crowd reaction like awesome. That ever. It was all parents with
soccer moms
with
dude.
Kids, and they all had Viva La Bam shirts. And Chad Ginsburg comes out on stage. Who's ready to get triple fist fucked?
Ben-a-da-da-da-da.
Oh, it was awesome.
Oh,
it was amazing.
Face off.
So sick. Yeah. What a fucking entrance.
Face melter.
God. I just saw that these moms go, okay, all right. You know.
That story never gets old.
So, it really, in conclusion, with Jack White and the no foam policy, I hope that this continues. Every concert should have this.
Nah.
I fucking loved it.
Like bring
it.
A dummy phone to put in the bag.
Smart. But that's the thing is... I'm sure it costs a lot to do this.
I'm bringing a Nokia.
It does. I've heard of some people that try it out and then have gone and abandoned it because it's kind of a hassle to set up.
Also, like, there are downsides for him, I guess. It's like people can't post pictures on their stuff. People, you know, like, you can't get the word out there.
He controls it, though. That's true.
Once you're already, like, a famous musician, like, if you don't fucking need exposure. Like, I see tiny bands with, like, 1,000 followers on Instagram. I like posting about them. Hey, check out this band because no one knows about it.
Right.
I don't need to promote Jack White.
And
his credit, and this is why he gets away with it in my opinion. Now that I've been to the show, true to their word, they promised they would take professional photos that you could use.
License
like, hey,
free.
Hey, after the show, take these and put them wherever. The second I got home, they were available on the site.
That's cool.
Of it, and so that's what I posted that on my Instagram, and it's so funny. There's a shot of him like looking down to the camera with a guitar like that, and I got so many comments that were like, "You got the best shot! Wow, that's good!" It's like, yeah, all ripped from this guy's website. But anyway,
it's ingenious that they really control the images mm-hmm. that come out of their live show now. Back Beyonce. In the day, like, remember Fergie mm-hmm. shit her pants?
Oh my God.
She pissed her pants. Or she pissed her pants, sorry.
Yeah, we were there for that, too.
That gets out there in that kind of situation. If all hell breaks loose or there was some incident or something that could, like, fuck your career up, you can kind of control the way
you know what?
It's all Beyonce, dog.
Yeah.
She played the Super Bowl.
That is true in the sense of... That was in 2005 that happened, and there are no real pictures of her piss pants.
I got them.
Oh, yeah, I got them, dude.
Oh, you got them?
I'll
text you tonight.
I got them in the same file as the
It's games. Her in line to play Fortnite with the piss just streaming down
Gamescom,
in a bag.
It's in a folder called Gamescom/Ferg.
If that happened today, though... It would be everywhere, and it was, but like it would be everywhere.
Somebody in the chat said, "I bet Josh Homme would have loved this system. That would have worked out.
He would have enjoyed it."
Oh man, Whoops.
Tying back to Gamescom, so all these new games announcements, I was like with you when I realized this, but like, we realized like Spider-Man comes out soon.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah,
shit.
I didn't know it was when so soon.
Is it the 7th?
7th.
Oh shit.
It's like, oh fuck, that comes out soon. And then Red Dead, that's October, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Fuck. So
late October.
I realized I need to beat Persona 5 because I've been like shipping it away with it all year. I need to beat Persona 5 because I still need to beat God of War because my deadline is like Red Dead 2. Ooh, I need my schedule to be clear. I want to play Spider-Man, but Red Dead 2 is my priority.
Yeah. But Spider-Man, you got like over a month. You have like a month and 3 weeks.
Yeah,
almost two.
I'm like 77 hours in Persona 5. I think I have another
77.
I think I have another 40 hours. We'll see.
Oh, that's true.
But I'm making time for it. I'm done watching art films. Done reading books. I'm jerking off only one time a day now. So I got free time for Persona
Healthy.
5. Gonna beat it. That's my words.
I never. Yeah. Oh, I just was gonna say I never thought I'd be excited for a Spider-Man game.
Yeah, it looks totally
cool.
Cool.
So awesome. Excited. I'm so excited.
Yeah, me too.
I showed Beckett the trailer. And he like lost his mind over it, so like I can't wait.
But
can't
you know, it has all the things that I have always liked about Spider-Man. You know, because here's where I'm at is I've never been the biggest superhero guy, but I loved Batman. I mean, anything Batman, I love. But Spider-Man was almost there for me. I love Spider-Man. I did like X-Men when I was a kid too. I should say that. But man, I love Spider-Man. And this game seems to encapsulate what I loved about the character, but also like the cartoon, like the cartoon that was on Fox back in the day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What was so great about it is he was awesome. Like, you know, obviously he was a nerd when he wasn't Spider-Man, whatever. But then when he was super cool. The stories were real vivid. There was such a vivid cast of villains in it. You know what I mean? It was just so like, it was awesome. And I feel like none of the movies have quite nailed it, you know? This game looks like it's nailing it. Like, this game has all these things that I fell in love with in the beginning. I feel like the movies just don't... They always are off on one ratio of something, you know? Even this latest one,
Homecoming.
I just felt like... Was like, you know, really focused on being kind of like the teen comedy aspect.
Yeah.
And there was very funny stuff in it, but... Oh, I'm just looking for that just perfect ratio of all that stuff, and the game so far, it looks great.
It doesn't even. I don't even care about the story at all. I just want to honestly fly through
the gameplay. Yeah. Looks sick.
It's everything you wanted to do.
Webs.
Yeah.
And I don't really care. I could just do that, and that would be worth the money for me. So that's all I care
about.
I'm so excited.
I was worried it was coming out too close to Red Dead. Like, I should just get Red Dead. But I think I'll get both.
It's quite a while. Is it
the team that did Infamous or Sunset Overdrive? Which is the team that's doing the Spider-Man game?
Sunset Overdrive. Well, that developer, Insomniac. Yeah, it's Insomniac.
Yeah.
They did Ratchet and Clank.
Yeah, and also Sunset Overdrive. Like, I feel like this open world game isn't going to be like a 100-hour open world game.
No.
Like, so I feel like this is something you can probably beat in 20 hours. Perfect. Like, that's what I need. Again, the Infamous PS4 game, different developers. Infamous open world game is excellent because that's an open world game you can beat in like 12 hours. It doesn't outstay its welcome. It's like great.
Oh,
so,
really?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Infamous PS4 game is good. So that's why I'm excited for Spider-Man. And then, there's all this tertiary stuff like Yakuza, Kiwami. Dragon Quest is coming out soon. I want to play that. Not going to play that anytime soon.
But
Shenmue HD.
I played that yesterday. I streamed it for about an hour. It's incredible the things that game did first. Like, I'm playing it, and it's just like, wow, they did this in 99 or 2000 or whenever it came out. No, it wasn't 99, whatever. But incredible. And then you also realize, there's a lot of stuff that we fixed since then, too. It's like, go find this dude's house. Oh, is there no on-screen map? There really isn't.
Oh,
he keeps turning around. Can you stop doing that? Just little things. Yeah. So it's a little bit of a struggle.
Yeah.
But I still was having a lot of fun playing it. I was kind of getting the hang of it. Now, what's funny is visually, the remake looks great. I mean, it is the old Dreamcast graphics.
Yeah.
And it's funny, you do remember them being better. Like, at the time, it was, I've never seen a game
like this. I remember getting a like PC demo back in like 98 or whenever Shenmue came out. And I remember sitting there on the computer monitor being like, video games have never looked this good. I thought it was like real life.
It's real now.
Yeah. And you'll definitely laugh at that now. But the remake is like from the source code of the games. It is crisp. Mm-hmm. It looks great. But man, that audio. I was asking people as I was streaming. I'm like, did it always sound this bad? It's like, this is the best it's ever sounded.
Jeez.
It is like someone with a cardboard tube.
It's Windows.
How would you like your haircut today? I'm not here for a haircut. I mean, it was just
Really? It's like tinny,
it sounds like it is the lowest quality recording you've ever heard.
Wow.
But at that time, a game being voice acted top to bottom was just insane. Like, how, you know, so anyway, it's, but it honestly adds to the charm. Like, I was dying. I was laughing so hard playing it, but it's a lot of fun. I had been wanting to revisit those games.
How far are you?
I mean, an hour and something into it. Okay. That's it. That's all I played. But I've seen a lot of people pass on it because they're like, "Oh, dude, the Yakuza games kind of like took this system and perfected it." So a lot of people are saying, "Eh, Shenmue's obsolete now that we got that." And yeah, that's true. But Shenmue is old school. Like, it's fun.
If you want to relive
it's
that.
Fun. Yeah, it's fun playing like the origins of a game like that. You know, so I love it.
And also, like, I talk about this all the time, but late 90s Sega, Dreamcast era Sega, yes. I think is the most charming era 100%. Video games. I love it. Like, again, it's janky now, but like I'm going to stream Crazy Taxi 2 this Friday. Everything that Sega was doing in the 90s, like late 90s, like even the graphics, there's just this look to it that I find so charming, and all the detail.
For me, why are you doing Crazy Taxi 2 versus 1?
I already covered Crazy Taxi on my other show. So and like Crazy Taxi, it's accessible. They did like a remaster on Steam. Crazy Taxi 2 is only on Dreamcast.
Yeah.
So it's like no one's streaming or covering that.
Oh.
You can jump in that and you get multiple passengers. It's got like so many tracks off Americana.
Badass
it's just a little
soundtrack.
Bit of a deeper cut. I mean, Crazy Taxi 1 is like the Crazy Taxi.
Yeah, it's just Crazy Taxi 2 is not as good of a game.
No,
but yeah, I wasn't sure if I was alone.
They added the jump. They have expanded the maps a little bit and it just lost the charm.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I felt that way too. I remember being really excited for it, and when it came out, I was like, "Oh, man. Yeah." I just remember thinking I was good with the one. You know, I was alright.
They did add Burger King though, so we're gonna check it out.
Still there?
I don't know. We gotta see what properties.
So that game, the original Crazy Taxi, for me, and I'm just speaking for myself. Yeah. Tell me what you guys think. To me, solidified my opinions way back then about brands in games. Mm-hmm. When I saw KFC and Pizza Hut and other stuff, I thought, you know what? That's cool because they're real locations. They make sense in the context of the game. Take me to Pizza Hut. All right, but don't freak out on me. You know, and that was fine. When it was shoehorned in, it would bother me, like in terms of like, you know what I mean? Like putting an ad on something that shouldn't have it or whatever. But I didn't mind when it was located. You know, it's like...
Well, that makes sense.
It added to the real... It's like, oh, I got to take him to a Pizza Hut. You know?
No, it makes sense in that context.
Yeah.
Because I'd rather say Pizza Hut than Pizza Shack. Because in my mind, I'm like, oh, I know what you're doing.
It was all done in a cartoony way. And I thought, well, that worked.
But
that
if
worked
there's
for
Pizza
me.
Hut in Zelda, then it's like, what the fuck are we doing?
That's
worse. But Crazy Taxi, gives a fuck.
Or personally, in Final Fantasy, they're in Final Fantasy 15... They shoehorn cup noodle into it like 50 times, and I thought that was disgusting. This is a world of fantasy. I love cup noodle. It's really great, and it makes you feel healthy. What do you think? What's your favorite type of cup noodle? Shut the fuck up.
What
are we doing?
What I find charming about Crazy Taxi's product placements, why I like a lot of Dreamcast Sega games, Crazy Taxi is Japanese developed, but they're representing American culture. That's why I have the skate punk. Take me to Levi's jeans. Me to Pizza Hut.
Totally.
It's the flip side. When I play Persona, I'm going to Akihabara. I'm in Shibuya Plaza. Like, it's that inverse of like looking at another's culture.
Totally.
So that's why Crazy Taxi, it's America through this Japanese lens. It's charming.
On that note, too, what I found out, I guess, supposedly, I don't know if this is true, but I think it is. I was told it was about Shenmue was that, you know, the voice acting in it is so goofy. It's so like, you know, you talk to a kid, "Hey, Ryo, do you want to play with me?" This is supposed to be serious? Like, and I think supposedly Yu Suzuki, the creator of the game, insisted on the dubbing being done in Japan. Like, hey, I'm not going overseas. Yeah. Do it here. So the voice actors, the English voice actors, are essentially all
Japanese
failed English voice actors that were like, you know, were like trying to do stuff overseas. So, you know, there was no barometer for like how great of an English performance
that's
is
like
this.
Original Resident
Evil. Yeah, if you could speak English, you just do it. Yeah, exactly. But
it's like,
you know,
a lot of Dutch actors and stuff too.
And then that's why like Heavy Rain, the kids have like the weirdest French accents because it's made up in Canada.
Yeah.
But, you know, it adds to the charm of the game. Mm-hmm. It does.
Uh-huh.
And so with Shenmue 3 coming next year, they gave it a date. August 29th,
2019.
Wow.
I honestly hope they go the same route. Seriously. Cast people kids. The same way you did before. You know, and I'm calling this right now. Shenmue 3 is going to get ripped apart by so many people. Because I don't think... I think in their mind, they built the next Shenmue up as this mm-hmm. thing. You know what I mean? Like this, it's going to be like this incredible open world thing that it will never be. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I think it's going to be like the other two, hopefully with some improvements, but it's going to be like the other two. And I'm so down with that. But I know, but you know what I mean? Like, if you really sit down and play the other
you're
two,
you're not
right
going to get a modern game.
Yeah, I don't think you are.
Yeah, you're going to get a 2002 Dreamcast.
They have
sequel.
An opportunity to make a modern game, so it'd be a wasted opportunity to not. You know, video games have progressed so far.
Sure.
Since Shenmue 1 and 2. This would be Yu Suzuki's chance to. Like, so many people have their expectations so high for Shenmue 3 if he did go above and beyond what he did for the other games.
Sure.
I think they will knock it out of the park.
Yeah.
And I think that it will be improved upon those other ones. It's not like I'm saying it will just copy what those did. You know,
yeah.
I think there's definitely enhancements that should be made. But I still think it will be in the style of that game. And you know what I mean? Like I think you know, I think you're still going to be doing stuff in a sleepy Japanese town versus some like fucking crazy. Yeah. Sci-fi adventure or something.
The other factor is like when the original was developed, it didn't have like a $60 million budget or something astronomical budget. Whereas this is like $5 million. Like they just have a smaller.
But we'll see. Yeah. We'll see though. But there are deals behind the scenes. Like that's we know how far the Kickstarter went.
Yeah.
But Sony is like kicked in on it, so we don't know what that was like. You know, we don't know.
1 year.
Is any of the development team coming over from working on the Yakuza like current Yakuza games?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know. But the original, the OG dude, Yu Suzuki.
Yeah, you.
He's involved.
So we'll see. Number one.
We'll see how it goes. But I just know some of these past Kickstarted games have been pretty much what, like Yooka-Laylee was. It pretty much was an old Banjo-Kazooie game. But people ripped it apart because it really didn't evolve. You know, it was like, well, yeah, we made another one of what you wanted. You know,
yeah,
it really didn't evolve. You know, so it's like, yeah, maybe the developer could evolve it, but also I think there's also a little bit of like, again, people thought it was going to be something further,
you know,
and it really wasn't. You know,
so
I don't know.
I honestly think you need to kind of straddle the line.
Yeah,
it's not
I totally
enough
agree.
To just give people what they've already got.
Sure.
I don't think necessarily you should be expected to reinvent the wheel.
Sure.
I think you should give people a familiar experience, but still surprise them.
Sure. Yeah, I agree with that.
If you can't surprise them and give them the familiar experience, then you're kind of cheating them. So Yooka-Laylee was the familiar thing. Hey, it's Banjo-Kazooie all over again. It's like, yeah, it is.
But it was warts and all.
But this is 20 years
honestly.
Later.
Yeah.
You should have made what Banjo-Kazooie...
Should be now,
exactly. Yeah. You should surprise people. You should bring something new to it.
Yeah, I can see that. I can definitely see that.
Did Bloodstained do a good job of bringing that?
It's not out.
It's still not out?
Nope.
Oh, God.
Next year.
But even
Bloodstained and Shenmue are coming.
But even Bloodstained brought something new to it where, hey, we're going to release an NES version of like an old Castlevania game, but it's Bloodstained.
Yeah,
so
that was cool.
They're almost creating a lineage or a legacy, like manufacturing the legacy that Castlevania has.
Mm-hmm.
Castlevania's been around since the NES, and it's come all this way, so now people really look forward to it.
Yeah.
I think it's really smart of Bloodstained to say, like, well, here's like an alternate dimension NES Castlevania, but it's Bloodstained NES.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's kind of new to it. Can't wait to see what the full
final
game
is.
Yeah, the NES game was awesome. Well, it wasn't actually an NES game, but
it was modeled after an
Curse
NES
of the
game.
Moon. Yeah, it was fun. It was a lot of fun. It's on Switch.
Switch?
Yeah. It's on like every laptop.
Yeah, I think it's on everything. But we played it on Switch, but that was really cool. I think the guys at Inti Creates worked on that, and I'm a big fan of those guys. So
check that out.
Shout out to Inti Creates.
I was gonna say about like speaking with Shenmue 3, tying into like Flame War Theater. I did find an old Dreamcast thread where it was like 2002 people like imagining what Shenmue 3 is going to be. And it's like, I felt so bad because it's like these guys are in 2002 like waiting.
Ooh, you're going to be waiting a while.
And it wasn't like, it was just earnest, like people excited. But
wow, 17 years they will have waited.
Hey, man, you know, we'll bump that thread, let anyone know. But we put out a Flame War Theater behind the scenes. You got to see a peek into the creative process. including our first table read back in May, like almost a month before we put out the first one.
Yeah.
Just little glimpses and glimmers into the creative process.
That was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun. I got to show off a lot of Garrett's outtakes and raw performance, all your method acting.
Thank you. Yeah, you saved the for the end. I always come in because I'm working during the day when you guys are doing Flame War typically. So I'll come in and do like a little pickup part that Frank will like save for me.
You get to see, I really like seeing how we kind of like arrive at certain things, you know, so that was kind of fun. But a lot of people saw that though and were like, oh, I can't believe, I love Flame War Theater. I can't believe it's already over. But that wasn't the last thing. Stay tuned.
Just behind the scenes, baby.
Stay tuned.
Very cool.
But that was fun. Hey, let's take a minute to say thank you to our sponsors.
Who are they?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh.
And you.
Me?
And thank you guys.
It's all of us. Shop.mega64.com is the place to go for all the best merchandise. I'm not even saying the best Mega 64 merchandise. It's the best merchandise, period.
Yep.
End of discussion. And when I say period, I'm not talking about Boston baked beans.
Nope.
End of discussion. We've got the best items. Check out this week we put up, they've been off our store for a long time, the Decay long sleeve shirts.
Oh, yeah.
The Decay long sleeve, that's been out of stock since like February.
In honor of tonight's podcast, we're going to rename it the McCain long sleeve.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. So order the McCain long sleeve tonight.
Featuring a photo of John McCain.
Oh, no.
Well,
oh,
yikes.
No. Oh, man.
Oof. Artist interpretation.
It's an artist likeness. It's a rendering.
It's not a photo.
Damn.
It's a likeness.
We're all skeletons.
You know, take it for what it is. Shop.mega64.com for your favorite items. And
all kinds of things on that site.
And don't forget, patreon.com/mega64 is a great way to support us and get some awesome bonus content. Today, we released the Anime Expo 2018 panel in stunning 4K resolution.
Wow.
If you've got a 4K TV, this panel, it looks like it's in the fucking room.
You're fucking there, dude.
And you can be right there next to the person who asked me to have sex with his wife. It's amazing. You won't believe it.
Read the credit card number on his MasterCard.
No, that's true. No, you can't do that.
That was an experience.
That's not true.
He got his full screen.
He got his wallet out for you, Rocco.
But so that's just a little bonus we threw the patrons this week. But plenty more to come. Patreon.com/mega64. We've got a lot of great stuff. You know, a lot of people have been asking, you know, I'm on your Patreon. I'm doing the Patreon thing. A lot of people have been asking kind of what's the latest on some of the stuff we've been working on.
Yeah.
Version 4.
They want updates.
Version 4.1 and our book. You know, I feel a little bad because I do feel like it's hard to walk that line sometimes of giving, you know, a little, you know, trying to like keep people updated, but not updating too much where it's like, okay, come on. You know what I mean? And you don't want to be so vague that people don't think it's happening either. So it's really, it can be really challenging. And I also think that I'm just speaking for myself, guilty of sometimes like I'll tell one group something and I'll think that everyone is paying attention to that when really there's this other group over here going, what? I didn't hear anything about the, you know. Case in point, we showed a little something at RTX, at our panel there. We showed a little secret clip. I'm not going to go into it, but it gave a little taste of the version 4 project. It was a really cool little in development part of it that I was really excited to show. The only reason it's not online right now is we're still working on it. It was just a rough thing. But you know what I mean? Like we showed that there at our panel, and then I think like, cool. Well, I gave an update, but exactly like there's a million people at home who are like, I wasn't there, I didn't see anything. So we just want to let you know we are working on it. We're coming around the bend on it, and we'll have some more stuff to share soon, I hope. And we're working on the book too. And these things are still in development even if we don't bring it up every week, they are very much still in development.
Well, yeah. Let me bring it up to you guys. We're talking about it constantly. So it's, you know, again, like, it's just like, it's ingrained in our, like, it's just nonstop talking about this and this. I think this project has been a lot more, we were pretty ambitious of what we're trying to get accomplished. Mm-hmm. So hopefully you can see it when it finally comes out. But
so, yeah, anyway, if you're going, if, you know, we'll have some stuff, some more stuff to share later. It's still being worked on. We just want to give everyone an update. But I also wanted to say, too, that some people didn't know we put out another trailer, like, I don't know how many months
ago. Oh, really?
Earlier this year, I think. But a lot of people never saw it. So there have been a lot of people like, you haven't talked about it since you first started. And it's like, no, we did put out a new trailer earlier this year.
Yeah, when you moved into the new studio.
I don't think it went to, like, all the...
The algorithm.
The algorithm. But in all honesty, I don't think every subscriber got it.
Yeah.
Honestly.
It happens.
So check that out. We did put out a new teaser earlier this year.
What do they search for that under?
Mega 64 version 4.1 Revenge Erection.
Yeah.
Trailer.
Trailer or teaser, one of those. But anyway, we'll have more stuff. You know, I'm sure, you know, we're going to be going to PAX soon. I'm sure, you know, we might show a little something there. Who knows?
Ooh.
But,
hint, hint. Game Days is also coming up.
Yeah. Anyway, just wanted to give you guys an update. We're getting that stuff going, and I think both are going to be awesome. So.
Cool.
That's that.
We are going to PAX.
Yes.
So please come out there and hang out with us at the booth. Come buy shirts. Come say hi.
Yes.
Come to our panel, as we just said.
Yes. But we have a panel. We're going to PAX this week. Our panel at PAX is Saturday night at 9:30 in the Wyvern Theater?
I can't remember.
I'll put it on the screen.
That's nice, we'll put it on the screen.
It's like prime time, 9:30.
But it's in the usual place that we are.
Saturday
at the
night?
Sheraton. Yeah.
That's showtime, baby. 9:30.
Skip the concerts. You don't need to go to that. Go to our
Too panel. Loud in there. Hurt your ears.
We're going to be nice and quiet. We're going to do ASMR and whisper our panel. But anyway, we'll be at our booth all weekend. I think it's booth 7016, something like that. We're on the top floor. We're on the top. Oh, we're in the Sasquatch Theater. Our panel's in the Sasquatch Theater. Sorry about that. But we're going to be at our PAX booth all weekend long on the top floor of PAX. We're on the sixth floor with all that, like, indie stuff. So we'll be there. Come visit us. Wanted to show a couple things real quick. At the booth, we're going to have all the big merchandise that we brought for the summer cons this year.
Yeah.
So, like, maybe you could show some of it on the Tuesday. But we got the pins, the hacker shirt that we did, the Tokyo 2000, you know, the long sleeve that you're wearing.
Yeah, this guy.
The Nightmare hoodie, or the Nightmare shirt and the Dream hoodie. All that stuff. The exclusive shirt that Mariel did for us. Did a great job. We'll have all of that stuff. All of it. In full stock. We're gonna have all the plushies so far of the Game Crypt. Well, Garrett was a Patreon exclusive, but everything else
we'll have
the other
for
three.
The first time we'll have the Rocco and Derek
at a con.
But there's a couple new items I wanted to show. This first one we showed on Twitter the other day, but Sean has a new item he wanted to bring to you.
I'm very excited. I'm a hatman, and so I wanted to make a sick ass hat. So with help of Jason Cryer, we made the electric hat.
Boom, here it is.
That is sick.
Yeah, I'm fucking stoked. Nice. So if you have the electric shirt and you wear the hat, you're practically on my team. We'll do a pickup game anywhere. We'll play softball. So wear
your
hat, wear
God,
your
shirt,
no. We'll
play. Let me step in there.
That looks like extreme sports logo.
No,
not boring regular sports.
Hey, get the hat. We're not doing sports.
Yes.
I'm here to play
esports only.
Do dirt biking or something.
I'll do esports.
Definitely. RBI baseball on Nintendo.
Derek, thank you. Yes. Derek, thank you. You saved
thank
that.
Thank you. 10-year fight or something.
That plug got nasty. Fuck me.
Don't let him.
I'll bring my glove to Seattle.
Oh, God.
Cut him off. Cut him off.
Don't say that.
Brian, don't show that.
The hat.
Because he says
not after sports stuff.
Don't show it.
Fuck.
We're gonna play Madden.
Okay, fine.
If you show it again, we're gonna have a problem.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'll stop. Right. Go continue.
I'm gonna move on now. Okay. So the next item, no one has seen yet. I thought we could debut it here. I'm really excited about this. We have not only an exclusive poster, but it's going to be 18 by 24.
That's big.
A big-ass poster commemorating one of our favorite videos and accomplishments of this year.
Oh.
Nina Matsumoto did this artwork, and it really turned out incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, the PAX exclusive poster, there it is.
Oh.
Commemorating the our Cell Saga in 5 minutes video, and man, it really turned. This is your. This is a big ass poster.
God, that's
and
sick.
I think you're gonna want it if you go to PAX. So,
dude, look, go on, look at your arm,
our
Frank.
Man. Look at that.
Ew.
You don't have to fuck up.
Your arm. Ew. Anyway.
Your instant transmission figure. I mean, that's so good.
Let me say, looking at this now, I really. Really appreciate the detail she put in the fucking pads on.
Kevin's
like that's like exactly
that.
What I did.
Oh my yeah. God.
Those pads are like precise. The egg is all fucked up. The light switch.
I like
ears.
The seam of the wig. Like you could see Sean's hair underneath
oh, mine
the Super Saiyan.
Yeah.
Same with Frank. So.
Beautiful job.
Anyway, there you go.
As
there you
always.
Have it. So come see us at PAX. Anyway, well, any other stuff we want to cover this week?
No, but someone in the chat just said they. We're living in Seattle. They're living in Seattle, but they can't go to PAX. They have a ticket. Go
scalp.
You can scalp legally in Seattle. People are selling them on the street right in front of the convention
yeah.
center. So go
yeah.
down there
Saturday
and try
night.
I guarantee you can do it. I guarantee
if,
you.
If
can
they
do
go
it.
Down there a little before our panel starts, I bet there's people leaving that Saturday that want to get rid of their ticket.
I bet you're right.
There you go.
I bet you're
yeah.
right.
Go so. Scalp a ticket. It is super easy.
And legal.
In Seattle.
It is.
It's legal.
Just a brief news item, but it reminded me, the Cheap Ass Gamer panel will be at PAX on Friday.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Breaking news. This happened, I think, this week. Amazon is cutting their 20% off discount.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
First, fucking,
yeah.
first they came for GCU, now Amazon Prime.
What are we supposed
fucking
to do?
Evil times we're living Damn. In.
Oh, right. Seriously. Yeah, that's
so that's stealing.
I can't do that.
Five-finger discount.
Best Buy Gamers Club.
No, they ended.
It's that over. Went first.
That's that.
GCU's
oh,
out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
yeah.
We're going to have
really
to go back
it.
To GameStop.
Damn.
Fuck, dude.
So here's,
what are the gamers going to do?
Yeah. Gamers
know.
Rise up.
Not game.
Here's my game plan. I talked with my brother about this. Okay. We strategized right. this weekend. That's
yeah.
all I did, literally. Is
gamified it.
Amazon is ending any day now. I'm pre-ordering as many as I can on
mm-hmm.
there. Getting
oh,
that, getting that
20%. Yeah, your pre-orders. If you pre-order before the 28th, you get the discount.
Yeah, so I'm pre-ordering all the games
Everything
for
the next
year.
Like 5 years.
Yeah. Because they don't charge you until they ship. So
I'm going to do that
I'm
right
doing it.
Now.
I'm doing that. Once that's up, then I go to Best Buy because they ended their Gamer Club thing.
You
okay.
But I still have like my membership mm-hmm. lasts until next summer.
Rewards.
Yep. Or next fall maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then I'm going to use that until that ends. And then once that's over, I guess I'm... The only option is full price. I'll just do in-store pickup for Best Buy still, I guess.
Yeah.
Like,
I'll go
like,
to Target.
Honestly,
at
because
that point.
Honestly,
Target.
if I want games day of, I don't trust Amazon as much.
Yeah.
So if I'm not getting a discount from them, I don't think I'm going to do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that may be my plan. But Target might not be a bad idea. It's just that I know Best
Someone
Buy
else will step
gets
up.
A better stock.
Here's my plan. I'm going to do exactly what Rocco said. Pre-order all the games on Amazon.
Ooh.
Get it early. Getting that discount. Phase two, I'm doing exactly what Rocco said as well. I'm going to Best Buy, but I got my own plan. I'm going to lay the games down on the table. I'm going to have my receipt from Amazon. I'm going to start a bidding war.
Ooh.
Best Buy versus Amazon. I'm going to say, hey, I got it from Amazon. It was this cheap. What are you going to do to keep my business? Best Buy is going to have to beat the price by at least 10%. I'm going to take my Best Buy receipt. I'm going to Amazon headquarters. Bidding war continues. Hey, I got it from Best Buy. They beat your price by 10%. What are you going to do to keep my business? Amazon's going to have to refund me an additional 10% on the original price that Best
Damn.
Buy already gave
oh,
me.
Shit.
I go back to Best
Damn.
Buy. Damn it.
No, dude. Hacking.
Amazon beat your beat by 10%.
This is like the Big Short.
How are you going to
oh,
keep
my
business? At this point, they're going to be thinking, this guy's a fucking shenanderer. This guy's trying. This guy's fucking up with the chicanery. They can't trust this guy.
Yep.
Fucking look at him. That's when I pulled the fucking mother load.
What?
Pussy. Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Sorry.
Rocco, you beat
God,
me to the
punch. I didn't mean to.
No.
You beat me to the punch.
That's not what you were going to say,
He opened
was
his
it?
Chest. What'd you do?
Rocco said it.
Sorry, I didn't. Is that really what
Rocco
you
said? Said it.
Oh, man.
I was going to show him pocket pussy.
Oh, man.
And I'm going to say
that is your noise.
Hey, sorry, but Derek told a story. Derek has told a story for the fucking 20 years that I've known him where a kid went up in front of the class and went, pussy.
Whoa.
Like, he did true. That. That's so when he made that noise, I didn't even think of what I was doing. I just said it. That was like a reflex.
I was building up to it. Rocco sniped in there. Sorry. I was going to hit him with the pussy. Yeah, it makes guys do crazy stuff, so I'm probably going to get a little discount. You know what? I want to back on topic here. Rocco already plugged our Patreon, but I want to say go over. Seriously, check out our Patreon. If you haven't been checking it out, we've got some cool stuff coming out very soon. Exclusive new merchandise. We've got a puzzle coming out.
Oh, yeah.
We've got this fanny pack. We saw a test print of the puzzle.
Oh, shit.
Looked amazing.
Yeah.
Looked way better than it even looked in the sample photo we gave online.
Yeah, way better.
The picture online, the puzzle pieces looked really big. I was like, is that going to be very hard?
No.
That was just a photograph. Like
that was just a demo.
The actual puzzle pieces are so tiny. This thing is going to keep you up all fucking year.
You're not
going to
see
be busy
for a month.
Trying to solve this puzzle.
Yeah.
You don't want to miss it. It's going to be an awesome item. Please check out our Patreon. Support us if you like what we do. We can't do it without your support. Support us on Patreon.
That's true, baby.
Thank you.
Anyway, that I think that pretty much does it this week.
Yeah. Check the archives channel.
Yeah, always uploading. We got
Last Game Standing and the PPS went up.
Hot shit.
Yep.
We beat Half-Life Blue Shift on stream.
You beat it.
People kept voting it five weeks in a row. We beat it.
That's nice. Good. Stuck with it.
That was fun. I'll play Opposing Force in the future, but next week I'm going to be playing Shogo. Or no, this Friday I'm going to be playing Shogo Mobile Armor Division, which is a 90s anime first-person shooter made by the Fear developers.
I had that. It was a mech PC game.
It's going to be sick as hell.
I bought it based on cover art.
Oh, it's awesome.
Box art sold me. It was an anime girl in a mech.
We're going to be playing that. I'm playing Super Mario World, Crazy Taxi 2, Enter the Gungeon, good shit.
Very cool.
Always. And you can check out the last week's stream with Carmageddon, where we beat the ending of Half-Life. Whoa.
Fabulous, Carmageddon.
We're blowing up our Twitch.
This last week, Brian and I finally took on and beat Vulcan Raven for good.
Nice.
And then we're nearing the end. We're getting closer every week to the end of Metal Gear Summer Stream.
Oh, nice.
I believe in you.
So check us out every Wednesday.
And there are a lot left.
Yeah. I don't know. PAL cards. We're sitting pretty. We got to fight Liquid, then we got to run away in a Jeep.
You're spoiling the fucking game.
It's the worst that could happen.
You got to go hunt rats. You got a lot left.
New game.
Oh, that PAL card, the rat steals it. Oh,
oh yeah, brother.
Brian, you remember that?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Good night.